Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
There are a couple papers I check every morning, and by papers I mean internet websites. That used to be newspapers in the old days. The Detroit News and Detroit Free Press are the primary two I check daily. And I got an update this morning regarding a video I did, a story I did in a video on a month or so ago. And I told you the story about a guy who dropped his vehicle off at a dealership. He had some work done on it. And a mechanic at the dealership got in the car and accidentally hit somebody with the car, and that person died. And so then the people related to the guy who died filed a lawsuit against the owner of the Jeep. And a lot of people asked how that was possible, but there's actually a whole bunch of stuff going on there. We'll talk about that in a second. But it gets back to Michigan's no-fault law that says that you, as the owner of a vehicle, are pretty much liable for anything that happens with that vehicle. It's called owner liability. But also, there are other things going on, so we'll get to this. But the lawsuit has settled. The lawsuit has settled. So this case is over. It will not go to trial. We will not hear anything else about it beyond this, most likely. Brianna Noble wrote this for the Detroit News. Suit settled over mechanic's death at Rochester Hills dealership. Settlement's been reached in a wrongful death lawsuit against the owner of a Jeep Wrangler whose vehicle was being controlled by a technician in the service center of a Rochester Hills dealership. It struck and killed another mechanic, and that's the attorney for the family of the deceased talking and confirming this on Friday. Terms of the agreement in the case are not being disclosed, says the attorney, who represents the estate of the man from Richmond, Michigan, who had died back in March of 2020 at the age of 42. The attorney declined to discuss the case any further, and a judge had issued a gag order on the case last month, preventing it from being discussed publicly by those directly involved with it. But I'd like to point out that the gag order most likely was a confidentiality agreement between the parties, because I don't see gag orders on civil cases all that often. The lawsuit was filed in March of last year after the Shelby Township man took his manual transmission 2019 Jeep Wrangler to the Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram dealership in Rochester Hills. While working on the vehicle in the service center, a mechanic lifted his foot off the clutch, according to the lawsuit. The vehicle lurched forward and hit the victim, who died within an hour from the injuries. The attorney last month told Automotive News, and they were the first organization to report about this lawsuit, that the Jeep owner was a defendant for negligence instead of the dealership because Michigan law prevents employees from suing employers for injuries that occur at the workplace. A March order did require the dealership to compensate the vehicle owner if he was found liable for the negligence. Now, that's not written in the most artful fashion, and it's a little more nuanced than that, because obviously, as I've said before, you can always sue the tortfeasor. You can always sue the person who did something. So the family could have sued the guy behind the wheel of the car, and they, of course, could have sued the employer of the guy behind the wheel. But one of the problems you'd encounter is that, generally speaking, in that type of a lawsuit, you allege that there's some sort of lack of direction or supervision that caused this employee to do something like this. And if the man who died was the direct supervisor of the guy behind the wheel, and I don't know if that's true or not, I'm just pointing out different ways this can work out. But if he was the direct supervisor, well, to file a lawsuit and say the guy wasn't supervised properly, you're then basically saying the victim did it to himself. So I doubt that they'd make that argument. Now, what also confuses things a little bit is there's two separate actions. There was the action by the estate, the family of the guy who passed away, against the guy who owns the car. But the guy who owns the car also filed an action against the dealership. And I've talked about that before. It's called a DEC action, a declaratory action, where you ask a court to make an initial ruling regarding whether or not someone's going to have to cover something like a covered loss with insurance, for example. And so I believe that a court had ruled and said, yes, if this man is found liable for the actions of an employee of the dealership's got to step in and take care of that. So that ruling did happen. So a March order requires the dealership to compensate the vehicle owner if he's found liable Meanwhile, the mechanic was also a defendant in the lawsuit. As I pointed out, you can always sue the tortfeasor. The attorney told Automotive News that the mechanic was 19 years old, did not have a driver's license, and did not know how to drive a clutch. And that is one of those things, when I did the story originally, I had about 20 or 30 people say, that's irrelevant that he didn't have a driver's license. He's not required to have a driver's license to drive a vehicle around the lot on a car dealership. Well, you know something? If I was dropping my vehicle off at a dealership and it was a clutch, and they said to me, by the way, do you consent to having your car driven around our lot by somebody who's an unlicensed driver not knowing how to drive a clutch? I'd say, no. I don't like your mechanics who know how to drive driving my vehicle with a clutch. But someone who's not licensed and doesn't know how to drive a clutch? No, I don't want them driving my vehicle. And so you might say, Steve, why is the driver's license relevant? Because somebody who has a driver's license presumably knows how to drive and has experience driving. Because to get a driver's license in Michigan, you've got to get so many hours of road driving under your belt, presumably, supervised by somebody who's helping you learn how to drive. You may have even taken driver's ed where they taught you how to drive. So when I see a 19-year-old without a driver's license and doesn't know how to drive a manual transmission, I'm wondering why he's at a car dealership without a driver's license. You know, and I'm sure you know that mechanics often take vehicles for test rides. They take them out and drive them to see if, you know, guy says it pulls to the right. Well, as I stand here and look at it, I can't tell if it pulls to the right. If I get it and drive it, now you might say, Steve, maybe the guy test drives all the vehicles on the property. Yeah, maybe he does. But that's not enough experience to get behind the wheel of my car and drive my clutch and learning how to grind gears in my car because you don't know how to drive a clutch, okay? So that's the attorney speaking. He told Automotive News that the man was 19 at the time, didn't have a driver's license, didn't know how to drive a stick shift. So meanwhile, Detroit News reporter left a message with the dealership on Friday looking for comment, but good luck with that because as we've noted, there's a don't talk about this order in place. Attempts to reach the Jeep owner on Friday were also unsuccessful. The case had been set to go to trial this past week, but they settled it. Now, technically speaking, and this is just them looking through the court records, it's still considered an open case. There is a hearing scheduled at the end of the month, but the attorney expects the case to be dismissed later on. And what that means is, if you look at the docket entries on a lawsuit with a court, the first thing that gets filed is a complaint gets filed. That's the lawsuit. Summonses get issued. Then the lawsuit gets served. And you get returns of service indicating people have been served. Then an answer gets filed and so on. The very last thing that happens with most cases is a final order gets entered. And the court rules in Michigan require the final order to contain certain language that says, this is the final order of the court, and this closes the file, period. And once something like that gets filed with the court enters that in the file and then closes the case. And the case is considered closed, done, it's all over. There was a problem in the old days, shortly before I became an attorney, where a lawsuit would get filed and some stuff would get done, and a trial get adjourned a few times, and somehow the case would just kind of fall off the radar. And I heard stories of people who filed lawsuits who had files that were open with a court for 9 and 10 years, where courts said things like, oh, we lost your file, or oh, the judge who had your file died, and it never got reassigned. We're sorry. I also, myself, saw cases that got kicked back and forth between two different courts. And the court would get it and go, no, this doesn't belong here, and they'd send it back. And so the final order now is a court rule that specifically says, until this order gets entered with this language, the file is open. And once it gets filed, the file is closed. And so that hearing scheduled at the end of the month, I suspect, is a status conference type hearing to explain why a final order hasn't been submitted to the court if one hasn't been. And if one gets submitted, then that hearing won't take place. So there you go. But the lawsuit has been settled. We do not know who paid what. But since the dealership is still in business It sounds like they worked out a settlement. The family of the deceased man gets something, and it probably came from the dealership. Just through a convoluted route of a lawsuit filed against the Jeep owner filed a suit against the dealership. And these things happen. So it's settled, it's done, and the final order will get entered shortly, I'm sure, and the case will get closed. So suit settled over mechanic's death at Rochester Hills dealership. Brianna Noble wrote this for the Detroit News. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law.
Leap, and the net will appear.